Hello.
Hi, Christine.
Yeah, I don't know why we keep getting disconnected.
I don't know either, but it's okay. I'm glad I got you back on the phone here. Okay, so where we left off is we were confirming you stopped using Roundup because of you started experiencing poor health, bad health symptoms.
Yes, like nausea, breathing.
That's okay. You don't have
fever.
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, Mama.
Okay, and then when did you apply Roundup? Was it seasonally, yearly, or monthly?
Monthly, all the time.
And then how did you, how was it applied? Did you use a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
Spray bottle,
okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
I mean, I had gloves.
Okay.
You know, like gardening gloves.
Yes, okay. Protective gear. And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied?
How did I apply it? I sprayed it. I sprayed it, and the area, you mean like the square footage, or... I'm sorry. Can you like the question? How?
Okay, so you answered this question twice already. So you applied it at your home backyard on occasion, and then but you mostly used it at the community garden. And since we know where you applied it, the next half of the question is the size of the area that it was applied. So what's your best guess for the size of your home backyard?
Again, like I said, that it was lightly sprayed on weeds in the corners of the cracks of the building.
Sorry, Christy, I'm sorry. How big is the backyard you have?
He's right in front also. He's right behind.
I would say it's probably like,
10 feet?
9 by 9. Nine foot by nine,
and
maybe.
9 by 9 feet? Okay, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, area. And again, it's not a garden, it's just the backyard of the building.
Yeah,
that's totally different from the garden.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure.
You applied it at your home backyard on occasion covering an approximately 9 square feet. But mostly used at a community garden covering what's the size of that garden?
Oh, wow. It has to be more 30 by 30 or 20 by 20. I would say 20 by 20 feet.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, so here's the answer to this question, okay? Applied at home backyard on occasion, covering an area approximately 9 by 9 feet, but mostly was used as a community garden covering an area approximately 20 by 20 feet.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Christine, we're doing great. We're making some progress. We've got a few more questions here. You use a product in the state of New York?
You know what? Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, John. I'm listening to you.
Did you use the product in New York?
Yes.
Okay. And the product was used in a residential setting, and you were directly exposed to the product because of your usage at home and at the community garden?
Right. Here. If you want to see him, you have to sit here.
I'm sorry, John. That was a transportation. I'm so sorry. Can you repeat yourself? I'm so sorry.
You used the product directly because of home use as well as the community garden?
Yes.
And the community garden, that's like volunteer work. Is that right?
Yes. John, when I said it's 20 by 20, that's just one patch. Okay, I don't know how to explain it. The garden itself is probably like 200 feet.
Okay.
200 by 200. I'm just telling you the area that I covered was 20 by 20 in each patch. And I was responsible for a few patches. So we'll say about five to six patches of 20 by 20 feet of each one, if that makes sense.
You know what? I'm going to just leave your response as is, and you can clarify that response with a law firm.
Oh, okay. I thought everything was set in stone right now. Okay, because I was thinking about it. Like, it's the whole garden is not 20 by 20, but the certain patches of the pieces of the garden is. So, okay, all right. I just wanted to know that it wasn't set in stone.
Well, no, I see your point, Christine. I think we should.
Right, right. You understand what I'm saying, right?
I think I understand you to say that you didn't apply it on 2020. You, when we're talking about the size of the community garden, it's about 200 square feet.
Yeah, it's really 200 by maybe 200 by 300. You know, somewhere along those lines. It's a really big garden, but I was doing it in patches. So, okay, well, you know, you're not going to grow tomatoes in the whole part of the garden. It's, you know, certain patches of the garden have different patches of different, you know, whether it be vegetables, whether it be flowers. So I was, you know, spraying it in different certain areas of the garden, but those certain areas were 20 by 20. So I was enclosed within a certain patch of the garden doing that work, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Let's go back to 20 by 20 feet.
Okay.
Because the question is how big of an area was it applied? And I think you answered it correctly in the beginning, which is you applied it in a part of the garden that was approximately 20 by 20 feet.
Oh, okay. So if I did answer it correctly, then I guess we'll leave it as is.
I'm sorry. That's what you said to me in the beginning. Is that not right?
No, it is correct, but it was more than 20 by 20. So the answer itself is correct, but to fix the answer, it would say in multiple spaces of 20 by 20. If that makes sense, yeah.
I think you might be, Christine, let's not overthink this. The question is how big of an area was it applied?
Oh, okay. So, yes, I guess that answer is correct. 20 by 20.
Okay, very good. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, and then coming back to where we left off, how were you first exposed to Roundup, directly exposed to Roundup from home use and community garden?
Yes.
Okay. And that was direct, and you personally sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, so if you personally sprayed it, that means you were present 100% of the time?
Of course, yes.
And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, your best estimate?
Oh, wow. Okay, so
your best estimate.
Right, I'm just...
From the number of exposures to Roundup in your lifetime.
Right, for the seven years, you're saying. About more than 40 times.
Okay. And then do you live in a water well?
No.
Okay. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate or pre-mix?
Concentrated.
Okay. And then when and where was the Roundup purchased?
In Home Depot.
Okay. Do you remember when it was purchased?
Oh, I mean, it was several. The first initial time, I mean, It was obviously 2013. But I mean, it was purchased.
Well, here's what I did. I put purchased at the Home Depot, but cannot recall when purchased.
Correct.
Okay. And then, do you happen to have any purchase information? For example, do you have any store receipts from the Home Depot or credit card receipts or any photo or video evidence?
No.
Okay. Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
I don't
Do you have a bottle of Roundup?
No, okay. Definitely not.
All right, now I can go back to asking you questions about yourself. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No. I take care of the...
Okay. You're not working right now?
No, I take care of my daughter full-time.
Okay.
He doesn't walk, he doesn't talk. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, got it. I'm sorry to hear that. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go back to asking questions about medical. Can we start with the name of the doctor that diagnosed your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes. Her name was Dr. Anna Ferrari.
Anna Ferrari? Okay.
Did you need me to spell it?
Looks like I found her. Anna Ferrari, MD. Okay. She's an oncologist from the Bronx, New York?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
I know the hospital if you need it.
Yes, that's my next question. What is the name of the hospital that diagnosed you and treated you?
Okay, it's Montefiore Medical Center.
Can you spell that name out? I'm sorry, I could barely hear you. I apologize.
Yeah, of course. I'm so sorry. Just again, John, I'm in the transportation on the way back. So if we do get disconnected, so you can call me back, okay? So it is M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, N as in Neptune, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, S as in Frank, I as in Ebu, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, E as in Edward.
I found it already.
Medical Center.
Is it the location in the Bronx on 200 Street?
111, yes, 111.
Okay, all right. So Dr. Anna Ferrari works at this hospital?
Yes.
Okay, was she the doctor that diagnosed you, was she also the doctor that was responsible for treatment, supervising your treatment?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here. There's going to be a little bit of silence because I'm going to be copying, entering the hospital and doctor's information. It's going to take me a minute or two, okay? Bear with me here.
Oh, okay, no problem, John. And thank you so much for helping me and being understanding.
Oh,
and patient.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for being patient, too. Okay, now, so what I have for diagnosing medical doctor information is it was Dr. Anna Ferrari. Not only did she diagnose you, but she treated you. And where you were treated at and what hospital she's with is Montefiore Medical Center, and that's on 111 East 210th Street in Bronx, New York, 10467.
Yes.
And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Probably negative, right? That have negatively affected your physical health, your emotional well-being, your financial security?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay. And do you have medical records or know that medical records are available at the hospital or with a doctor to confirm your diagnosis?
I know that they are available.
Very good. Okay. And when did your, what's the, your best estimate of when your treatment started?
The 4th week of June.
Do you have a date for that? Would it be like June 27th? Let's say June 30th.
Okay. I would say the 22nd.
Okay, June 22nd. June 22nd, 2020. Okay, and then what type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Did you have a stem cell transplant?
I'm sorry, John. What? I'm so sorry.
What treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Did you have a stem cell transplant?
No, so I did chemo.
Okay.
Immune therapy.
Okay.
Radiation therapy.
Okay.
And pain medication.
Okay, got it. Okay, very good.
Did you want to know the pain medication name?
No, that's not necessary. That should be discoverable through medical records. What is the address that you live at now, presently?
5196.
Okay, that
Street?
Address is the same residence, 5 yes. East 96th Street?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is that a house or apartment?
An apartment.
Okay, is there a unit number for that address?
Yes. Hold on. It's 306.
306?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Interesting, the 5 East 96th Street comes up either Brooklyn or New York.
John, it's 196.
Oh, 196. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so going back to, I just need to reconfirm, were you occasionally sprayed a Roundup? Was that your home at 5 East 196?
It's, yes, the back of the building. Because they consider that the backyard. So I would, so my super knows that, you know, I'm do gardening. He knows that. And he said, hey, I'm trying to see if I can build a garden or something back here. I said, okay, I will help you. That's when I initially started the Roundup, because we were back there pulling up and killing, spraying down the weeds. And then, you know, it started off as that, and then he was, you know, I guess with the continuing of the weeds spreading, and that he saw it was too much work.
Christine, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's okay. We already discussed that. What was the
number
302?
06.
I'm sorry, what was the apartment number?
306.
306, okay, thank you. So just
yes.
To confirm that I have your apartment address correct, it's 5 East 196th Street, Bronx, New York, 10468. That's apartment 306?
Yes.
All right, Christine, we're almost done. The law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Can I get back to you with that one, John, or you need that right now?
We need that now.
Um, Oh, goodness gracious. I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to think of some and it can't be changed later either, correct?
Oh, you know, we can change it later. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. It's just somebody for right now. Okay, we'll put my sister.
Okay. Does
she live with you? No.
Okay.
Does she live
with me? Her area code is 929.
No, yeah, the cell phone number is 929 523-3476.
Okay, let me repeat that. 929-523-3476.
You got it.
Okay, and what is your sister's name?
Catherine.
I'm sorry?
Catherine.
And is that with a K or a C?
A C.
C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E?
You got it, yes.
And Catherine's last name?
It's Vera Perez. V-E-R-A?
Uh-huh.
Perez. Same last name as mine.
Is there a hyphen? Is there a dash or a hyphen between Vera and Perez?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And is Vera V-E-R-A?
Yes.
Okay, and then hyphen P-E-R-E?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And do we have permission to speak to her, call her if necessary?
If necessary.
Okay, thank you.
But you said that's only if I, you're saying that's only if I cannot be contacted, correct?
Yes, correct. If the law firm can't reach you, then it's your job.
Yes.
Okay, Christine. We are almost done. The last step is just to sign the authorization for legal representation and then the authorization to release medical records. Before I send the documents, I'm just going to make sure that I have the information correct, okay?
Okay.
Don't forget, even though you and I are about to finish after signing, even though you and I are about to finish, you still have the final step to do the case verification with the law firm. Okay, because they do want to hear that you used Roundup in the past, real quick answer. And then second is they want to confirm that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And then last, they're going to ask for verbal permission to use that authorization to release medical records, okay? So you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. We used the date June 13, 2020. That's an estimated date. That's quite all right, okay? They'll request medical records to get the exact date. And then I do need to confirm your information. You're Christine Perez, and it's spelled C-H-R-I-S-I-N-E, last name Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. We've confirmed your social, 100-68-6732. We confirmed your birth, July 22nd, 1993. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number. Everything looks good. The final step, as I mentioned to you, is the authorization for legal representation as well as authorization for medical records. In a few seconds, you're going to get a text message with a link to those forms to sign, okay? Have you ever done DocuSign?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Good. It'll go back away.
Okay. So I'm just waiting for the text, correct?
Yeah, you're just waiting for the text.
Okay. Should I have received it yet, John? Because I haven't.
In any second you should be receiving it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rush.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Did you get the text
message?
So
just press the link.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're
going to
click on
the link.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And then the next step is you're going to agree to SMS messages.
Okay, yes.
And then you'll see, please review and act on these documents with my name below it. Scroll down and put a check mark in the box next to agree to electronic records.
Mira, John, it says DocuSign.net wants to use your device location, block or allow?
Yes, allow.
Okay, allow. Okay, I wanted to make sure because, this envelope was sent to you. Press continue.
Correct.
Oh, don't recognize the screen. Okay, he did. okay, I see it says your name. So what do I do now? I check the box on the bottom?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then press continue.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And then once you hit the yellow finish button, let me know. That'll be my clue to do one more final step on my end.
Okay, so press start?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so start. Got it. Okay, so I'm ready, and then it has the little yellow post-it kind of thing on the bottom?
Yes.
So sign it?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, got it. I can draw it. Okay. Give me the option. And I can do it with my finger. Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Adopting. Okay. I believe I'm finished. Press finish?
Yes, please press finish.
Okay. And you will be sending me these messages to the email?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You'll be sending me those documents I signed via email?
Yes, correct, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, John, it looks like it says you're done signing.
Okay, congratulations. You've gotten signed up for this lawsuit. I want to say thank you for letting me help you.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, the very fact that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using a product that you trusted. But I am pleased, even though these unfortunate circumstances have occurred, I am pleased that you're about to get legal representation from a firm called Pulaski Crusher. Remember, they're going to be reaching out to you at about sometime between now and the next 14 days to do the final step of case verification. So be on the lookout for their call.
Got it.
All right, now, if you could type your text message to make sure that you got a text message from me.
Okay, one second. Okay. It just says all parties have completed roundup download document from...
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's the one you're talking about.
No, a text from me. It'll say, hi, Christine, this is John.
Oh.
It's from a...
Oh, no, I didn't get it yet.
Okay, it might take a second or two. It's from a 949
okay.
number.
No, John, still nothing.
Still nothing?
It says message memory full, oh lordy. I'm sorry, let me delete a couple of things. Oh, the trash. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I should have told you that.
No, it's okay, you're doing fine, Christine.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, John, I don't know if you want to try to resend it right now.
Okay.
To maybe. Okay.
I just tried sending it again.
Got it.
You got it? Okay, perfect.
Yes, perfect,
okay.
Yes. Did you want me to write you back, or?
No, it's not necessary. That's just the, I just want you to have a record of who you spoke to, the person that helped you.
Okay.
I sent you a new text.
Yes, with Pulaski. Pulaski, yes.
Yes, be on the lookout that for one? A call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Okay, we are yes. all done, Christine.
Okay. John, you said at the end of the call, then you'll be, with the confirmation of you telling me the lawyer, so that means I am legible, correct?
Yeah, you do meet the criteria, but the law firm has to speak to you first to verify that you
got it.
Fully meet the criteria.
Got it.
And then once they talk to you, then they'll let you know whether or not they accept your case. And they'll ask whether or not it's okay to submit the authorization for medical records. You saw that authorization that you signed in the...
Yes.
You saw that, right? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
Well, let's just take from here to... You said it would be 2 weeks or... Yeah, you said 14 days, I believe.
Yeah, sometime between now and the next 14 days, you're going to get that call from Paul
okay.
Kirker. Okay.
Okay, so within from now to 2 weeks from now, and I don't hear from nobody, may I contact you to let you
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. Yes, most definitely. I appreciate that.
Okay, great. Yes, I will, most definitely. And John, also, whoever else, I will contact you and or you should just give them your number, correct?
Yes, correct. That's correct. Any person that you know that meets this criteria has that person called.
Got it. Thank you so much, John.
You're very welcome, Christine. You have a great rest of the day and a great weekend, okay?
You too. You take
okay.
care.
Thank
Bless
you so
you.
Much. Bless you too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.